views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ballard Show. Insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Now, here's your host, Kelly Ballard.
Hey, good afternoon. Hello, everyone. I'm Kelly Ballard, and you're listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so glad that you joined me today, and I hope that wherever you are, that you are feeling safe, sound, and content, and ready to have your heart and mind opened up and connecting in with spirit and with that great divine energy. I've got so many great little things popping and happening right now, and I cannot wait to share some of those with you. And thank you for sharing all of your brilliant energy with me each week. We're going to do some awesome things together with spirit. And I hope that you will stay with me for the next hour as we open our hearts and our minds to connect in with spirit and educate ourselves with divine energy. As you know, each week we cover a variety of topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, animal communication, healing, listening to your intuition, and so much more. And if you're wondering how you could find me outside of Transformation Talk Radio, you can always check out my website at reflectiveharmony.com for more information about how to schedule a private reading with me in person in my upstate New York office or over the phone. I read for clients all over the United States and internationally, and also to read about some upcoming classes, workshops, and webinars. And speaking of webinars, I'm really excited. We have two remaining webinars left in my four-part webinar series. And I've been loving this. I've been getting great feedback from people who are just enjoying this. So you still have time to sign up. We've got actually a special up on my website right now that you can find more information about as well. But on February 3rd, that is a Wednesday, we have a past life webinar. And on February 24th, which is also a Wednesday, we have automatic writing and divine guidance from spirit. Both great webinars. I'm super excited about them. Definitely things that are going to open up your mind that are going to help you really strengthen that bigger connection with spirit, with the universe, with energy, and get you thinking, which is, of course, always what we want you to do. I've got a fantastic show today, and it's all about new year, new you, 5 secrets to creating spaciousness in your home and life. And I'm so excited to introduce you to my wonderful guest today. But before we get into that, I wanted to give you all a couple little tidbits before we get into that good stuff. As you know, we have the best people that call into the show, and I want to thank you for your patience and thank you for calling in. And this is where you grab that pen and paper and write down the number, because we want to hear from you today. Any questions for our guest, we want to hear them. So you can call in and reach us at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And if you're interested in following along with today's show, you can always check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonykmb, for more information as well. So with all of that said, let's get into the good stuff. So with all of our best intentions and rich resources, why do you think it is so hard to slow down, to simplify, and to care for ourselves? Why do we always feel so overwhelmed? Why are we afraid to let go? And I'm excited because leading space clearing expert and teacher Stephanie Bennett Vogt is going to share her secrets to clearing what's holding you back and claiming what's calling you forward one gentle step at a time. Stephanie is a leading space clearing expert, teacher, and author of Your Spacious Self, Clear the Clutter and Discover Who You Are, and her most recent book out that we're going to chat with her about today, A Year to Clear, A Daily Guide to Creating Spaciousness in Your Home and Heart. She has taught her inspiring clearing programs at centers including Kripalu and the New England School of Feng Shui. She also, and her work on simplifying self-discovery and letting go appears on the Huffington Post, the Daily Ohm, and in two book anthologies. Stephanie, welcome to today's show. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you, Kelly, for having me. It's wonderful to be on your show. It's wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So, Stephanie, a client of mine, I connected in with you in a very, very unique way. A client of mine took one of your classes on the Daily Ohm, raved about how much that changed her life. And she had my interest so piqued that I was just like bound and determined to connect in with you to have you on the show to talk about this amazing work. She went from somebody that I would say, and she's given me permission to say this about her. She went from somebody that I think was cluttered and jumbled and stressed and just always frazzled and scattered to being this very zen, organized, as she likes to say, energetically pleasing person. So I I know, right? I take a look at that.
Yeah.
So I'm always intrigued by someone's journey and what got them onto the path they're on. So what got you interested into space clearing? Like, how did you get onto this path?
Well, let's just say I had no idea. I think the path chose me. I was a high school Spanish teacher before I entered this whole new journey, which has now been 20 years of chapter that this last 20 years has been devoted to clearing spaces. And I think it was a combination of things. One is that I discovered to my horror that I had a lot of clutter. This is a person, I'm talking about me, that is so neat and tidy, has always been neat to a fault. And it was such a such a radical discovery that basically changed my life. It was realizing that in every little nook and cranny that I could squeeze one more pencil or one more, you know, rubber band or whatever it was, I made it happen. So it was that. And also I was remembering, I kind of remembered that when I was a little girl, I used to love to create nourishing home spaces, even out of a cardboard box. So it was that remembering. And then my realizing that I needed to do some serious deep work myself that got me to studying with some of the best teachers and clutter clearing and space clearing and feng shui and dowsing. And it's just one thing led to another. And I, you know, I certified and cleared people, went into people's homes, like did a lot of consultations. And then I started to write, and I never thought in a million years that I would write. I never thought of myself as a writer, but that was just one of the wonderful discoveries that happens when you start to clear the clutter of your life. It's just amazing little magical moments that get revealed. And for me, that was one of them, was writing. And I adore it. I love it. And now I'm, as you just pointed out, launched my second book. So it's a total trip. It's fun. And it's a day-to-day journey, and I'm still clearing myself. It isn't like I'm done. One day at a time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
The new book is called A Year to Clear. And it's about, you know, taking a year to tend to our homes, tend to our lives. Can you talk a little bit more about the new book?
Absolutely. Well, it was born out of a course that I, the one that you mentioned, the Daily Ohm, is one of two courses that I created. And the second course is called A Year to Clear What's Holding You Back. And it just occurred to me that if we could just dial it down, really down to the bare minimum every single day, and just slow drip some new awarenesses every day for 365 days, what would happen? That was my wonder question. I really had no idea what would happen if I created a course like that. So I did. and I saw it through. I took the course myself with everybody, and the comments started to come in. And they were amazing. I mean, the transformations were happening, not right away necessarily. There was still a lot of confusion. You know, there was just, it was really a journey that we all participated in and witnessed. And by the end of the year, I thought, you know what? This is a book. This would make a great book. And other students, participants who were saying the same thing. So the book was born out of the course. And the book is much deeper. It's almost like the course will take you on year one as a wonderful entry level introduction to what I call the slow drip approach to clearing. And the book really is a great way to deepen it because it's twice the content and there are a lot more stories, a lot more wisdom, a lot more practices. So it's a wonderful follow-up. It's also a great companion to the course. So I know I'm sounding like an ad here, but I have to say, and this is the new thing, the new wrinkle is that the course now is on its third year. And in just the last month, right around the New Year's, it went from 3,000 participants to 12,000 participants.
Oh, my word.
I'm sorry, to 15,000 participants. That's like 12,000 new folks that have signed on to take this year-long journey. And I'm like in awe.
Absolutely.
And I'm thrilled, just thrilled.
Stephanie, have you hold that thought for one moment?
Yeah, of course.
Great. If you guys are just tuning in, you're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue this fascinating topic in connecting with space clearing expert, teacher, and author Stephanie Bennett Vode. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, everybody.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the Month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit consciousbeingbook.com today.
What is a master soul gardener? With Nomi Bahar, you can be one too. Her revolutionary Gates of Power method is a comprehensive program that addresses every aspect of yourself and gives you the tools to tend to the seeds of your soul's garden. Let Nomi guide you through and beyond what's holding you back and help you embrace the life you've always dreamed of. To learn more about upcoming classes and workshops, visit gatesofpower.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Back. You're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond with me, Kelly Ballard, on Transformation Talk Radio. Thanks for joining us today. And if you're just tuning in and have a moment, be sure to check out my latest posting on my Facebook page about today's show. And we'll have an archive of the show up on my website, reflectiveharmony.com, probably sometime tomorrow that you can check out as well. We've been talking with the wonderful, wonderful Stephanie Bennett-Vode, who is a space clearing expert. And we're just getting into some of the juicy stuff. And as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, we'll be taking callers. So if you have questions for Stephanie about clearing your space, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. And that number you can call us at is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. So, Stephanie, we were chatting about your book, A Year to Clear, your new one that just came out. So there are 5 secrets within this book. Tell me a little bit about those.
Well, the 5 secrets are, they're easy to remember. They start with the letter S. And it's really the secrets are the pathway, if you will, to creating a clear home and a spacious life. And it took a while for me to realize that what it took for us to start to reduce overwhelm and stress. And the very first S is we need to slow down. It's plain and simple, and we live in a culture that is speeding up by the second, and we're missing this huge opportunity to be more reflective, and especially when it comes to clearing the clutter of our lives. And I don't want to put any method down, because if it works, it works. But sometimes when we just back up the dumpster and dump it all out or get rid of it or throw it away, just like that, what we're missing is what I call the sweet spot in clearing, the space between the problem area and the outcome that we desire. That middle place, that space is really where the magic is in clearing. And if we can bring all of our awareness, even for just 1 minute a day, to that space, and the space really is where we feel, where we, you know, it's our pain, our shame, our grief, our guilt, all of the gucky stuff that we push down and we deny and ignore when we don't look at it. and name it and feel it. And truly, that is the game changer with clearing. And most modalities ignore it. It's all about action. It's all about just getting it out the door. And they're missing this important piece. So what allows us to actually get there and experience that sweet spot is slowing down. And it's got to be on purpose, slowing down. So if it's, if it's folding laundry or putting the dishes away and we resist it, anything that we resist, if we can just slow it down a tiny bit and really get into the feeling state of it, the resisting patterns with compassion and awareness, mm-hmm. that's when the energetic stuckness, it's all encoded in the clutter, starts to bubble up and release.
You know,
this is all space clearing stuff. It's as simple as that.
It's funny that you made the reference about laundry, because that is one of like the banes of my existence, which I cannot stand to do. And I
right.
can see myself, Stephanie, a fairly organized and neat and tidy mm-hmm. person. Some of my friends who know me well know I have a little OCD from that standpoint. But I like, if anyone opened up my closet at home where my clothes are, it's my own system, but I think it's really
right.
cluttering. Now I'm hearing you saying all of this. I'm like, oh my God, I think it's a mess. And you know, I dread doing laundry. I dread doing my kids' laundry.
Yeah.
Like, you know, all of that
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, it's not even about what I say to people is that it's not about the clothes. It's not about the laundry. It's not about the dirty dishes. I mean, and people go, really? What are you talking about? How can it not be about that? And I'll say, no, it's about how you relate to the laundry, to the clothes, to the dirty dishes. What is your relationship with it? And if you can bring all of your awareness to that, that's when the magic happens. That's when things start to shift in this simple way. So that's my second S. The first S is slow down. The second S is simplify. So instead of trying to do it all, you know, the whole basement in a weekend, or, you know, all those boxes in the attic that are driving you insane, or your desk, instead of just attacking it, all of it, all at once, and missing this glorious opportunity that I'm talking about, simplify it. Take one box, take one corner of the desk, take one drawer, one corner of the drawer, depending on how much stress it creates in you. Mm-hmm. What you want to avoid is activating the fight or flight response. And that's the problem with people. They're so overwhelmed. They look at their stuff and they just, you know, they want to run in the opposite. They either want to attack it, which is fight, or they want to run in the opposite direction. So what I offer and I invite people to do in my book, A Year to Clear, is to slow down and simplify every day to the point where you're getting the goodies, really, truly, and you're getting to see where you're holding on. It doesn't matter, again, what it is. And you're reducing the task, you're repeating the task, and it's this repetitive practice that starts to change your life, not just your life, but, you know, your brain. It's like the neural pathways start to shift and change, and new habits start to get formed, and you start to actually feel good. So in your case, Kelly, if it's the closet, you would go in instead of clearing it all out. It would be just address one outfit and lay it on your lap and notice how it makes you feel. Notice if it sparks joy, to use a wonderful quote from Marie Kondo. Notice these things for a minute, and then either put it away and repeat again tomorrow, or release it with love, you know? And the more you practice these baby little baby steps, you're going to bypass the amygdala, the part that goes into fight or flight. You're going to start to create new neural pathways that are going to start to help you feel good. Like just clearing something is going to be go from something onerous to something wonderful, like you just can't wait to do. I mean, that's just like, for some people, it's like, oh my God, I can't imagine just wanting to dive into the laundry and fold it, you know? But that's what happens when you start practicing in these slow baby step ways. And the book gives you 365 days to get that practice in all different, you know, from your purse to your closet and to the visibles, you know, like tolerations, to the invisibles that I call, you know, the emotional clutter that that is dragging us down.
Now, Stephanie, let me ask you this question. We've got to take a break in a couple of minutes, but I think I can squeeze this in. I just got a Facebook message from one of our listeners, and her question is interesting, and I don't know if you can address this. So she's hearing what you're saying about slowing down and simplifying. However, she said her problem is she has physical belongings that belong to family members that are now deceased, and so she's holding on them for sentimental reasons. Know that realistically she doesn't need them, but is afraid to let them go. Any suggestions?
Right. Absolutely. Those are just the perfect practice. You know, I can relate because those are the hardest ones for me. And I think if it's too hard to address personal, like sentimental attachments, I would not go there. I would start practicing with the easier things and sort of advance to the harder things. So my advice would be, if those things are too dicey, too hot to handle, they make you just go into cold sweats at the thought of letting them go, don't go there. I'll repeat that. Don't go there. and choose, reach for things that you're ready to let go of, that you think maybe I can work with, you know, I can practice with this. And then, you know, with enough of that under your belt, it's like going to the gym, you know, you're developing a muscle.
Absolutely.
Over time, you're going to start to look at these sentimental attachments with a whole new set of eyes. And you're going to go, why am I holding on to this thing? It's going to go out the door in less than a second. But you can't go there until you've done the work, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. So baby steps are key.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Stephanie,
so when we come back from break, I can share the other three S's. I'm happy to do that.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
So for all of you that are listening, if you're just tuning in, I'm Kelly Ballard, and you're listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. When we come back, those phone lines are open. We want to hear from you, 800-930-2819. I cannot wait for you to connect with our wonderful guest. Stephanie, can you let everyone know if they want to find you online, how can they do that?
Oh, it's easy. I have one, my website's Space Clear, one word, SpaceClear.com. And I have my daily OM courses there. If you go in the header bar, books are there. Some great freebies, resources. I have a video series. It's a brand new video series of my best clearing secrets that people can sign up to watch for free, and they get delivered in your email inbox every day for 4 days, which is nice. And lots of goodies there. SpaceClear.com.
Fantastic. Stay tuned, everybody. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, That's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit consciousbeingbook.com today.
What is a master soul gardener? With Nomi Bahar, you can be one too. Her revolutionary Gates of Power method is a comprehensive program that addresses every aspect of yourself and gives you the tools to tend to the seeds of your soul's garden. Let Nomi guide you through and beyond what's holding you back and help you embrace the life you've always dreamed of. To learn more about upcoming classes and workshops, visit gatesofpower.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
On the Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond on Transformation Talk Radio with me, Kelly Ballard. Don't forget to check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonykmb, for some tidbits from today's show. And you can always check out my website, reflectiveharmony.com, for an archive of today's show and some of my recent appearances on the Dr. Pat Show as well. So, Stephanie, we were chatting about the secrets to your book, A Year to Clear, and we got to slow down and simplify. So tell me about secret number three. I'm ready for this.
All right. Well, secret number three is embedded in secrets one and two, and it's the third S, sensing. So sensing means feeling. It's really tuning into your five or six senses. I'm going to include the sixth sense of intuition. So it's smell, taste, touch, hearing, whatever, I was forgetting, you know, the senses.
I got them.
and the sixth sense, but it's bringing all of those to bear in your awareness practice. So when you're doing, you know, going into the closet and pulling out that outfit that you're not sure about, you're doing so with all of your senses. And, And that's the diciest part, because what we don't want to feel, what most of us don't want is to feel anything. It's like, we just want it to go away. And it's the feeling that is the real game changer. It's really the pathway through is by feeling all the guckiness that comes up. And sometimes it gets very uncomfortable. And what I say to people is, when you start feeling comfortable, any discomfort around clearing, think of it as stuck energy getting unstuck. You know, when you've had your fist in a tight knot for a while, or you've been holding on to something for a while, and then you start letting it go, you might start to feel some pain, or, you know, it's those are the pins and needles of what I call the pins and needles of waking up. Well, clearing is no different. And when we bring compassion awareness to our practice, our daily practice, we may start to feel those same kind of pins and needles. And that is good. It's a good sign. And most books and modalities just don't address that. So that's the third S, which is pretty basic. You know, we're human bodies with lots of sensory capacities, and let's use them. And they really are our best friend.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and the fourth and fifth S's kind of go together. Basically, it's surrendering and self-care. And we can't ultimately let go or surrender until we feel safe and good. And we can't feel safe and good without nourishing self-care. So they kind of go hand in hand together. And what I mean by surrendering and self-care is just doing things. It's bringing that compassion for self. It isn't just about doing something that feels really good, which is what it means. But it also means being a fierce advocate for yourself and telling the truth about your experience. You know, it means potentially disappointing others and saying no when you mean no. That's what self-care means. Giving yourself some slack when you mess up and setting really clear boundaries with other people. So for us to be able to let go, we need to start really practicing self-care, like actively, in that self-advocate way. And self means for self, ourselves, by ourselves. And we can't really help anybody until we've literally filled up our tank.
Absolutely.
And once we have that going, the letting go part becomes a piece of cake. So, and actually so does the simplifying and the slowing down and the sensing. All of those start to work as a team, as a unit. It's almost like they're not separate. They kind of work as a group. And that's the day. That's the daily practice. When you bring all five of those S's into your daily life, that's when things will start to change.
Stephanie, do you find that one of the S's is more difficult for someone to apply than the other?
Yeah. What do you think? Absolutely. I mean, for some, it might be the self-care piece. They feel like they don't deserve it. They're not deserving. Or they feel like they live by shoulds. They live by guilt.
Yep.
And the truly, we cannot, again, we can't, I'm going to say it again, that we cannot let go until we truly start to cultivate that self-care piece.
And it's funny because the word surrendering stuck out to me very, very strongly. Mm-hmm. And that's often something that I'll say to my students in that sense of, like, you know, surrender to spirit, like let go, like let them drive.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit more about surrendering?
Of course. And I have to say, if I were working on one of the five myself, like a lot this year, it would be that piece. Mm-hmm. Because I'm all about getting things done. I think I'm a recovering control freak, no question about it.
I understand that.
You know? Yeah. And I think for me to trust, and that's the big word, that's my word for the year, is trust, that there's a lot of support, there's divine intelligence at work, there's spacious intelligence that is there, available for me at any moment. And if I can just trust that I can reach for it, that I can ask for it, that I can pray for it, it will be there. And I think that's my work right now. That's, you know, I've gotten the slow down thing really good. I've gotten the simplifying and the sensing. Oh, I'm fabulous at that. And I'm really pretty fabulous at self-care. It's the surrendering piece that is my growing edge right now. No question.
I think that's a tough one for everybody. And mm-hmm. you know, I think about my own life and pieces of that. And, you know, I'm looking at this. I jotted this little list down as we were chatting. And I'm like, oh, boy, I could use some work there. Use some work over here. And, you know, I always say that, you know, we are constantly students with the universe. We're always growing.
Of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, nobody by any means is perfect. And you know, we're always learning, always evolving. But I think. I think that the surrendering piece is definitely tough because it's like you said, kind of letting go of this component of control and
yeah,
you know, that's that's a tough one. I think that's a really
tough one. Like, well, I think it gets down to survival. You know, surrendering means you have to kind of rewire some of that survival mechanism that obviously helped you grow and get through childhood and whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I think it's just, again, it's a habit. It's a practice. It's something that we just have to soften into and step into slowly, gently, carefully, and give ourselves lots of space for messing up, you know, and not remembering,
right.
Forgetting.
Exactly.
So all of that's a self-care piece. And that's why that and surrender go so well together. It's again, we have to keep remembering. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. You're learning. You're in, you know, this is survival. You're, you know, it's an old habit. It's something that you learned. It helped you get through it, but you don't need it anymore. It's okay. You know, it's just, it's constant.
Oh, yes.
And one of these days, you know, hopefully you just become that.
Right.
You're not in fight or flight. You're not in fear anymore. You're completely in trust. It's awesome.
Well, and I think it's like when all those puzzle pieces finally click together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll often have people that will say like, well, when, how do I know? And it's like, it just happens. Like it's just
you know. You just, there's not about knowing. It really bypasses the whole head thing, which is most of my work is really about bypassing the mind, because the mind is the one that's gotten us into so much trouble all the time,
isn't
you know?
That true? Absolutely.
So all of these five S's are ways to bypass the monkey mind, the part of the brain, the mind that is in fear, that it just generates, is regurgitating old scripts from the past. That's the mind that is going to take over if we let it, but we don't have to with these simple daily 5S practices.
Stephanie, let me have you hold that thought for a moment. We need to take a quick break. If you are interested in connecting in with Stephanie, you can check out her website, spaceclear.com. When we return, we're going to continue with this fascinating topic. Our phone lines are open. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Living Kabbalah. Experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vail, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
1230 WBLQ. Hey, we're back on the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio with me, Kelly Ballard. I so appreciate you spending time with me today. As a medium and intuitive consultant, I work with spirit daily to provide my clients with answers, insight, and inspiration from their loved ones on the other side. You can always find more information about my services at reflectiveharmony.com. We have time left for callers. I'd love for you to chat with Stephanie. You can reach us at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. For those of you that might just be tuning in, Stephanie Bennett-Vogt is a leading space clearing expert, teacher, and author, and you're going to absolutely want to listen to the show on replay, which can be found on Transformation Talk Radio or on the archives of my website at some point tomorrow. Now, Stephanie, before I forget, can you let our wonderful listeners know how they can find you on the web again?
Absolutely. It's spaceclear.com. One word, spaceclear.com.
Perfect.
That's the best way. And I also have a Facebook page. I actually have a number of Facebook pages, but the one for my website is Facebook/spaceclear. And I post things there, and I have an author page, Stephanie Bennett-Vogt, and people can find me there as well. And I post different things on my author page versus my the Space Clear page. So whatever moves you.
Perfect. Thank you. So Stephanie, one question that I wanted to ask you. So why a whole year? So, you know, I'm sure there's people that might argue that they can do all of this, like, you know, in a week. They can do all of this in a month. So why is a year important? Why 365 schnibbets?
That's a great question, and I have a great answer for that. First of all, I'd wager it's taken a lot longer than a year to build up some of the stressful patterns that affect you on a regular basis or an occasional basis even. And the thing is, stress and stuff doesn't grow overnight, and releasing it does take some time. It takes time to rewire the brain that I was talking about. Yep. It goes into fight or flight. It takes time to soften resistances. It takes time to grow new clearing habits that last. And and I have to say that the slow drip, this one lesson a day, one day of clearing, that's a conscious approach to clearing, actually really works. It's been field tested. And as I was saying earlier in the show, this online course kind of showed me that there is a magic that happens when we give ourselves that amount of time. And it doesn't mean we have to take a deep dive. We can take a really gentle journey approach to clearing. So think of it as going on a Camino-like journey, you know, that pilgrimage that people do in northern Spain. It's 500 miles long. Well, it's like that. You know, you just decide to take, you know, where you don't actually have to take a backpack, you know, and you just enjoy your home and taking little dips into the nooks and crannies of your home and life that are not quite working properly or causing you pain and resistance and frustration. And that's giving us that long is what allows us to start to feel the things that are going to change our lives. Oh, yes. That's what's going to help us become, you know, the spacious beings that we not become. It's more like to reveal the spacious beings that we already are. We're just too cluttered to know it. And so it's the slow, gentle, nourishing approach to rediscovery and remembering.
Now, Stephanie, I've got one more question coming in on Facebook here that I wanted to ask. I have Kathleen writing from Connecticut, and she wants to know, can she apply any of these techniques of the S's, the five S's, with her children?
Well, I think they're applicable to anything. They're just such a great all-purpose tool. So, you know, if the issue is, the, you know, your kid can't get to bed, you know, or won't eat certain things, or is also cluttered, or what have you, you can absolutely apply those same tools. My invitation, however, is always when it comes to clearing, that we do our own work. What happens when we start to clear the clutter of our own lives, our own stress, and feel our own feelings, is that it starts to create a ripple effect out. And if we have loved ones, it's the loved ones are going to get the vibe. They're actually going to get osmosis energetically into their lives. And it's kind of a magical thing. So instead of going on a rant about, you know, why your kids aren't picking up after themselves, or your husband is, you know, just has a clutter pile that you just can't stand anymore. Instead of ranting on them, mm-hmm. which never delivers the goods. I mean, when has ranting ever delivered the goods? As far as I know, never.
Right.
Instead, just focus on focus on your own relationship, your own resistance, your own sort of how all that stuff affects you and work on your issue with it, not theirs. So they become the children, the family, the neighbors, the crazy boss. All of these people end up being the best teachers because they give us an opportunity to look within and work on our own charge, the charge that we're holding on to, the emotional guckiness and stuckness that we're carrying that is causing us to feel so frustrated.
Kind of holding up that mirror, as they like to say.
Yeah, exactly. I hope that answers the question about the kids. I didn't quite understand it, but I think that's maybe Hopefully that's
perfect. Absolutely.
That would help. That helps.
That's perfect. Well, it's hard to believe, but our show is just about over. It flew by.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Oh, right? And I cannot wait.
No. It's been so much fun.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Isn't it fun to talk about guckiness?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I can't wait to connect in with all of my wonderful listeners next week. And I need to thank our amazing, amazing guest, Stephanie Bennett-Vode, for sharing her time and energy with us today. Stephanie, thank you. This has been so fun.
Oh, it's been a delight to be with you on the show, Kelly. Thank you so much for inviting me and being such a fun conversationalist.
Well, thank you. And I'm ready to get my clearing on. So,
all right.
So, for more information about Stephanie, you can connect with her on her website at spaceclear.com. I want to thank you all for sharing your time, energy, and vibration with me today. And thank you for tuning into the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. And next week, we'll be talking about awakening the silent messages of animal telepathy with animal communicator Asia Voigt. I hope you all have a great week. Be open to the awesomeness of the universe, and thank you for allowing me to serve spirit. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in every week and visit www.reflectiveharmony.com to learn more about Kelly and the services she provides. Thanks for listening.